Public school teachers are often encouraged to keep controversial topics out of the classroom. But one Illinois teacher is using art to inspire kids to speak out about injustices. Illinois Newsroom's Rachel Otwell reports.
I'm in the art room at Central Elementary School in Kewaunee. The town has around 12,000 residents. It's a 2.5-hour drive southwest of Chicago. Kids are working on tablets, writing summaries, and adding final touches to their projects. It's a people's history, highlighting marginalized figures from the past. Some 13 and 14-year-old students tell me about their pieces.
My poster was about women's rights during World War II in 1941. It was when...
Mine is about the first Hispanic lady to go to space, Ellen Ochoa.
My poster is about the first gay pride parade. It was on June 28th, 1970.
The projects are just one of many ways Mark Nelson uses art to teach the kids about humanitarian causes and social justice. He uses a variety of mediums, from these digital posters to comic books to music and movies.
I want to show kids what art is really about, what artists do. When you talk to any artist, they're not just going to talk about their obsession with cadmium orange and that's it. They're going to talk about something that inspires them. And that's what I want to show them. That this is what artists do.
When he's not teaching art, Nelson creates artwork depicting lives ravaged by warfare and shares them on social media. He's earned international attention for his work. His latest focus is oil paintings of children and other victims of the war in Syria. Nelson's connected his class, mostly via Twitter, with two young Syrian sisters named Noor and Ala, who have an active account detailing what they've witnessed and begging for the carnage to stop. Last year, his students made a movie about the sisters' lives.
All we want to do is play, laugh, and learn together.
Eighth grader Miracle Sharo narrated the film from the perspective of the Syrian girls, with bombs going off around their home in Ghouta.
We love school. One day, our friend was killed with her mother while walking to school.
And so what was it like learning about their struggles and really getting to know them?
It was actually like really amazing and inspiring because I've never met anybody that has gone through any of that, like was scared to go to school and stuff like that.
And you still talk to them?
Yeah, I still talk to them every day almost.
Noor and Ala are now refugees in Turkey where they no longer face daily bombings. Nelson says his own interest in human rights was sparked as a child when his grandfather told him about his own experience as a refugee fleeing Ireland for America. For students in his class, social media makes current events more visible than ever, Nelson says. Plus, the junior high-aged kids he teaches are naturally interested in these topics.
When we came back from Thanksgiving break, a lot of my students had seen videos of the tear gassing. And of course, the images that were sticking in their mind were of kids.
Nelson says some of his students are immigrants from Mexico and Central America.
I showed them the images. We talked about what's going on. We talked about using language in a certain way. The way we paint people with words is really important. I'm not trying to push a political agenda. I'm trying to push a human agenda.
For Nelson, part of that human agenda means getting to know what his students worry about in their own lives. Petra Petty is a budding activist. She has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. After having problems getting into the gym, she approached the principal about how to better the school's accessibility. She also successfully urged a local park to add a swing for those in wheelchairs.
When you're not handicapped, you don't think of that type of stuff.
She says it's her art teacher who bolstered her confidence to speak out.
I would like to speak for people who's afraid to.
For Nelson, his major lesson is to be a voice for the voiceless, and he shows these kids that speaking publicly about injustice and discrimination, even and sometimes especially through art, is empowering. I'm Rachel Otwell, Illinois Newsroom.